primary aim is to establish a clear, transparent and locally governed process for extradition. The bill ensures that decisions made by the island's own institutions, namely the Attorney General and primarily our courts, rather than relying on external frameworks. This reflects increased constitutional autonomy and it strengthens our legal sovereignty. The bill is undoubtedly a fairly complex piece of legislation, but it is also an important piece of legislation. While we do not expect that it will need to be used very often, having modern extradition legislation that includes safeguards to protect human rights will help to demonstrate the value the island places on meeting its international obligations. The bill will bring the island into line with Jersey and Guernsey, which have had their own extradition legislation for a number of years. At least in the case of Jersey, we know that the legislation has been tested successfully on a handful of occasions over the last 20 years. Some honourable members may wonder why this bill is coming forward now, when there are other priority bills in the legislative programme. One reason is the island's forthcoming assessment by Moneyval. One of the 40 recommendations from the Financial Action Task Force against which we are assessed by Moneyval deals specifically with extradition. Although it might not be an absolute requirement for new extradition legislation to be passed and brought into operation before the assessors from Moneyval arrive in autumn 2026, with members' support, getting the bill to the point of at least royal assent will demonstrate an ongoing commitment to reviewing our legislation and updating it where required.